to Where I Long to Be, a Magical Trip Report podcast. My name is Virginia, and I am your host, and this is the first post-trip episode of Season 2. Last week, I celebrated a year of the show by taking a week off, and believe me, it was much needed. And this week, I'm excited to be back at it, sharing another magical trip with you. If you like what you hear, I'd love it if you could take a minute to rate and review the podcast. And if you have another minute after that, please share the podcast with a friend, whether it's another Disney superfan or someone you know who is in the process of planning their trip and could use some inspiration. One more bit of housekeeping I want to remind you is that I am always on the lookout for future Trip Report guests. If you think you might be interested, please use the link in the show notes to reach out at least a month before your trip. The earlier you reach out, the more likely it is you'd be chosen to be a guest. And I always say this, and I hope you believe me when I reiterate that no experience is required, either in terms of podcast experience, obviously, or even Disney experience. In fact, I would absolutely love to talk to someone who is planning their very first trip to either Disney or Universal. So, what are you waiting for? Reach out today. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, or perhaps I should say the chicken fingers and mac and cheese of the episode. That's a little tease, and I know Amanda will be chuckling right now as she hears that. For anyone who didn't get a chance to listen to Amanda's pre-trip report, this was a triple split stay with her mom and dad. They are annual pass holders who live in the Northeast, as well as DVC members, so they go to Walt Disney World pretty regularly. That's enough from me, I think. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Amanda. Welcome back, Amanda.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a wonderful trip?
Yes, and I'm still exhausted. Disney tired just hits so different than regular tired.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the walking, all of that is exhausting. Eating differently than you normally eat at home, you know, takes a toll on your body too. What kind of weather did you have for this trip?
It was good. It was, there were some days that it was a little too hot for my liking, but I wear a portable neck fan the whole time, and that keeps me cool enough. And they actually got a little chilly at nights to the point that I had to put on a spirit jersey. But I think overall it was pretty good. It rained a little bit the first day, but like, it was like one of those 30-minute Florida storms, and then that was it.
Good. Okay. Very, very lucky. All right. Well, you had a kind of a long trip. You were there from the evening of March the 2nd all the way until Tuesday, March the 12th, and today is the 14th, so that's why you're still tired. It has not been very long. So let's start right at the beginning. So you were flying in on a Southwest flight that you expected to arrive around 8 p.m. for one night at All Star Sports because you added on to your trip because it was actually more affordable to do it this way than to fly down the next morning. So how did everything go with the travel?
It was good. The flight, there was like zero turbulence, which was amazing. The airport was pretty empty. Flying in Philly is like flying in Orlando. It's always crazy, but it wasn't. So that was great. The only problem we ran into was our air conditioning in our room at All Star Sports was not working.
Oh no.
So they had to bring us a box fan, which they happily did, but we did not go to sleep until 2 o'clock in the morning because we had to wait for a fan.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. So was it something that you realized was an issue upon arrival into the room, or it wasn't until you laid down to go to sleep that you realized that the air wasn't a problem?
We didn't realize it until we went to go to bed. Like, we were hanging out and we're like, all right, cool. Like, we're going to get up, like, talk about what our plans were for the next day. And then I was like, why is it so hot in here? And we all realized the air had not kicked on at any point of us being there.
Okay. So how long did it end up taking them to actually, from the moment you made them aware of the issue to the moment somebody showed up at your door with a fan?
Probably an hour.
Okay. Was there any kind of discount applied to your room or anything to, you know, make up for the trouble?
No, they let us check out late. So I guess like that's something. it was something where we were like, it is what it is. Like, it's not their fault. They said they could send a maintenance person to fix it, but we were like, we'll be good with the fan. Like, you can have someone fix it tomorrow once we check out. Like, it's only one night. We're fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's only one night, but at the same time, you know, if you have to wait that long and you get to bed that late, that would be really annoying. So, I mean, I wouldn't go demanding anything, but at the same time, I would feel more impressed with the customer service if they offered something like, oh, we've taken, you know, $25 off your room, or, you know, just any little thing or something just to acknowledge. But sounds like you were just happy to go to sleep.
Yep, definitely.
All right. So the next morning, because you were only staying there one night, you were putting your things with Bell Services to head over to Riviera. So that was exciting. Did you get over to Riviera first thing in the morning, or you headed over to Magic Kingdom once you had your things tucked away with Bell Services?
We headed to Magic Kingdom after Bell Services had our stuff. We didn't get to the Riviera until probably 11 o'clock that night.
Oh, okay. All right. So you are in the park doing things.
Yes.
And during the pre-trip, you did mention, so as we go through these days, that you are kind of a balance between liking to take it easy, but trying to get a lot done at the same time, and that you're not rope droppers. So what time did you get into the
Correct.
parks?
We got into the parks probably the latest that day just because we had been up so late. I want to say we got in the parks at like 1 p.m. because they gave
Oh,
us a
okay.
late checkout. They did not care what
Yeah.
time we left. They were like, be out of here at like with enough time for us to clean real quick and let the next people in. So I think we got to the park at like 1 p.m. that day.
Okay. So I imagine that you had breakfast there at All Star Sports. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How was that?
It was good. I haven't stayed at a value resort in probably like 8 years, but they had a nice little omelet bar, so I made my own
Oh, they
omelet
did?
and had that for breakfast.
Okay. All right. That sounds really good. I was imagining that it would be the typical breakfast offerings where you could get the, what do they call it? The bounty platter. get
Yeah.
your waffles, your bacon, you know, all that stuff. But an omelet bar, that actually sounds kind of fancy. Not what I would
Yeah, I was
expect
like,
from All
why is
Star
this?
Sports.
Yeah, that's not what I expected either. I looked at the menu and I was like, an omelet bar? Okay, I'll go for that for breakfast.
All right. When you got over to Magic Kingdom, what was your first order of business?
First order of business was to buy a popcorn bucket because I'm someone who just will eat Disney popcorn, so I want my money's worth on those refills.
Nope, it's a good deal. And as long as they haven't changed to a new style, you can always bring it back on future trips. I want to ask you then
Exactly.
if you're a popcorn fan, because I haven't had a chance to do this yet. Have you done the make your own custom popcorn at the confectionery?
Yes, I've done it a few
Okay.
times now.
All right. So what's your go-to topping combination?
I usually do butter popcorn with milk chocolate ganache and then usually Oreos or M&Ms and then pretzels and marshmallows.
Okay.
A nice
So
balance of salty and sweet.
yeah, that sounds really good. I need to add it to my list because I'm a huge popcorn person. Like at home, I air pop some popcorn basically every day. I mean, of course, I prefer it with stuff on it, but you know, for health reasons, since I eat it so often, I air pop it and then I use like the I can't believe it's not butter spray. which you know, it's fine. But at first, when they put this thing on in the confectionery where you could make your own combination, I was kind of like, all right. I mean, that's cool and all, but it just feels like it's probably just overpriced for you getting to make a couple selections. But then people rave about it. And so now I'm like, okay, I need to give it a
Yeah.
go.
You get a lot of popcorn too. Like, I think it's well worth the price. And we try to buy it on like the first day of our trip. so that we have a snack for the room every single night until we run out of it.
Oh, okay. So you purchase it sort of on your way out of the park that first night so that it's like a room treat. Okay.
Yes.
That's a good strategy. I like that. I'm going to have to copy that. All right. So you got your official popcorn bucket. And what was next?
We headed to the People Mover and we rode it 3 times in a row.
Yes. 3 times in a row and didn't get off, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. That's the way to do it. Now, when you want to do that, do you say something or do you simply like raise your hand and do like a circular motion like I want to go around again?
A little bit of both. We're like, can we go again with like a little hand motion so that they like notice us and hear us? And they're always like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah. If there's no line, why not? Okay. I love the People Mover so much. Me too. So much. I didn't realize I rode it with my nephews on our February trip and I knew it got dark, but you know, obviously, you know, it gets dark. You go through it. I didn't think about the fact that it would be scary. because it stays dark for quite a while. Yeah. So yeah, I think like right before we went into the tunnel, I was just like, it's going to be pitch black. Like, just hold on.
It's going to be okay, guys.
Okay. What was after People Mover?
We decided we were hungry because at that point it was three in the afternoon, probably.
Right, well past
so
lunch.
We went and we got lunch at Pecos Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was past lunch. So we went to Pecos Bill and we camped out a spot for Festival of Fantasy.
Okay, so it was around 3 o'clock. Now, did you keep your dinner reservation for Liberty Tree Tavern for $5.50?
We did not. So
okay, because that felt like she's going to eat again in like 2 hours. What's going on? Okay,
no. So when we were at All Star Sports, while we were half asleep, apparently we decided it would be really smart to make it later. So. Mm-hmm. When we looked to see what time dinner was, we're like, oh, it's at like 8 o'clock now. Like, did we change that? And my mom's like, oh, I think we might have done that at like 2 in the morning. And then by that point, we're like, we're not going to be at the park till 8 p.m. We are tired. So we just canceled it altogether.
Okay. All right. Well, you were not an Ooey Gooey Toffee fan anyway. So I suppose that's fine. All right. All right. So Pecos Bill. And what was after Pecos Bill?
So we watched the parade and then that's when it had that random 30-minute Florida rainstorm. So we did anything we could do that was inside. So we like ran to Pirates, ran to Small World and PhilharMagic.
Okay. All right.
So we were all kind of close.
What were the crowds like?
The crowds, it was honestly pretty empty until the end of the trip. The spring breakers started coming in and it got crazy.
Okay. All right. Because I was wondering like if the crowds were bad, then the rain might have scared some people off. All right. So indoor fun. And you had intended to stay through till happily ever after, but you're saying you were tired. So that did not happen this first day.
No. And we also weren't sure how long it was going to rain for. Because it stopped, but then we looked at the radar and it was supposed to start again. Mm-hmm. So we weren't even sure if Happily Ever After would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided after those few rides to go hop on the monorail to Grand Floridian and Contemporary to look at the Easter egg displays.
Oh, okay.
So we just bumped that up to be doing it earlier. And by the time we got to the Contemporary to do the Easter eggs, the rain had let up and we ended up watching the fireworks from there on, it's like the fourth floor. They have like a balcony. So we watched the fireworks from there. And then after that, we went to the Riviera and checked in.
Okay. All right. Riviera, you were going to be staying in a deluxe studio and this was your first time staying at Riviera. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I know you've probably been over there through the lobby or eaten at a restaurant, you know, at some point, but what was it like to stay in one of the rooms? They're gorgeous.
It was so nice. Every time we stay somewhere new, my mom says, this is the only place I ever want to stay again. But she said it again for Riviera. Last time she said it for the Polynesian. She did not say it for Grand Floridian, though. So she said it for Riviera, which says something. But we had requested a high floor near the Skyliner. We were on the eighth floor, which was the highest you could be in the wing that we were in, but we were absolutely nowhere near the Skyliner, which ended up working out because from our balcony, we had a view of Luminous in Epcot, which I did not realize we'd be able to see from our balcony.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So that was cool.
So if you were nowhere near the Skyliner, you know, how much of a hassle was it to get down to go to the Skyliner?
It really wasn't.
It's a compact resort.
It's a small resort. We had only been there one time before we had booked staying there, so we weren't really sure. We're like, I don't think it was that far. It was like a 4-minute walk to the Skyliner. It wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you went to bed that night, and the next day you were going to get up and head over to Epcot to enjoy some Flower and Garden Festival. So yes. What time would you say you made it over to Epcot on this day?
About noon, probably. We were still a little tired. We went to Le Petit Cafe, and I got the infamous chocolate chunk banana bread that the Riviera has.
Mm-hmm. No, everybody talks about that. It's a thing. It's got a cult following, I feel like. Did you get any of their cold brew?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I do not.
You just have this energy naturally. All right.
Yeah.
I love their coffee drinker. All right. Did you stick with Le Petit Cafe, or did you all go down and supplement your breakfast at all from Primo Piatto?
I was content with my banana bread. My parents are not really breakfast people, so it's more so me eating breakfast and them just getting like a Mickey pretzel or something when we first get to the parks to cover breakfast.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say, I think Riviera might be top of the list in terms of food offerings at a resort.
Yeah.
At this point.
So many choices.
Yeah. No, even Le Petit Cafe as just a little, you know, coffee bar, basically. Everything right. you get there is amazing. And Primo Piatto is such a good quick service as well. And the pool bar. All right. So over to Epcot around noon. How was Flower and Garden Festival?
It was beautiful, obviously. Mm-hmm. So many flowers. We actually spent this first day in Epcot just doing the festival and exploring World Showcase. We didn't even touch Future. It's not called Future World anymore, but I'm going to call it that forever.
World Celebration?
Maybe. I know, like, the seas is called, like, they all have, like, World Nature.
It's World Nature, World Discovery, and World Celebration. Okay. But I can't remember if there's a name for, like, all three of them combined.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But so, because we came in on the Skyliner, we obviously came in through the International Gateway. So we started in the UK. Mm-hmm. No. Not the
France.
UK. France. I did this in my notes. I wrote UK, and my mom was like, that wasn't the UK. That's France. I was like, you know, it's fine.
I mean, technically, totally you could start either way. It's just when you walk up International Gateway, you got to go right or left. So
exactly. So in my head, we started in France and we worked our way all the way to Norway. That was all we did the entire day. We did not get past that because my mom especially was saying, like, we never go look in the shops and everything. So we went in every single store in every single country and just explored it because we don't typically get to do that.
Okay. Did you make any purchases?
No, we did not. Which I'm realizing now, my mom was supposed to pick a pearl in Japan and we never did it. And it's just hitting me right now that we never went back and did that.
Oh, when you say supposed to, is that just something she's always wanted to do and you kind of planned for that this time?
So she did it, I want to say, I don't totally know for sure. I believe she did it on her honeymoon, like on their honeymoon, they picked a pearl and they just had their pearl anniversary. So my dad was like, oh, when we go, like, I want you to pick a pearl. But now I'm realizing we didn't do that.
Okay. I picked a pearl on my honeymoon, but it was in Hawaii. So same sort of experience, but, you know. And it wasn't Olani or anything because that was before Olani existed because hashtag old. All right. So what in terms of the festival foods was a standout for you?
I really honestly didn't eat a lot of festival foods. I'm a very picky eater, and a lot of it was plant-based, which just didn't sound super appetizing to me. So I only had the lemon meringue pie, which was really good. Mm-hmm. And I had a handful of drinks, obviously violet lemonade. Oh, yeah. The cucumber watermelon slushy is always a good one. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one? The drink that came in the orange bird sipper was really, really good. That was a standout for me.
Okay. What about the topiaries? Any of your favorites in that section that you hit that first day?
There were so many. I like that Lumiere and Cogsworth, Lumiere lights up and Cogsworth, his like little clock actually moves. I thought that was cute and like a fun little detail that I didn't expect out of a topiary. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just love all the topiaries because I haven't seen them in so long. Because I think the last time we did Flower and Garden was maybe 2019. So it's been a while. So I mm-hmm. was just very much into it. I did get mistaken for a photo pass photographer this day, though.
Oh, no. Were you wearing a green shirt?
I was wearing a green shirt, and I have a pre-professional level camera, and it was my first time taking it anywhere. So I really looked like a photo pass photographer. I was taking a picture of the Kermit and Miss Piggy topiary, uh-huh. and some lady was like, oh, my gosh, look, they have photo pass with this topiary. I'm so excited. And the daughter, she's about like maybe like 25. I was like, no, mom, it's not a photo pass photographer. That's just a girl. And the woman was like, but you said they wear green and she has a fancy camera. And the girl walked by. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. It's fine. So she was probably disappointed that they didn't actually have a photo pass photographer at that topiary because she was really excited that she thought I was one.
Uh-huh. I mean, it would have been really funny if you had just gone with it and the daughter hadn't said anything and you're just like, yeah, sure, I'll take a picture.
I was like, no.
Check your photo pass photos later. It'll be there. And then make them pose in a really funny way and be like, as if it's a magic shot. But really, it's nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, hold your hands over your head and clap.
Stand on one foot.
Right. Oh, my God. Hashtag goals. Now I want that to happen to you again. Can you please wear the green shirt again?
Yes. We'll make it happen.
Okay. Tag me if it happens. All right. So after you got done with that section of the park, where did you go next?
We ended up heading back to the resort without watching Luminous. We had mm-hmm. planned on it, and I think we planned on doing deluxe hours that day, but we still were pretty tired. And, mm-hmm. you know, first day in Florida, really hitting the parks, like mm-hmm. full blast. We were tired and in pain. So we headed back to the hotel. And that's when we heard fireworks while we were in the room unpacking. And I was like, can we see them? And we ended up watching Luminous from our balcony that night, which was not planned because we didn't know we'd be able to see it.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Did you get any good photos with your fancy camera?
I did. I got a lot of photos. Lots and lots.
Can't wait to see them. All right. Yes. Tuesday, March the 5th, you were heading into Hollywood Studios. And the only thing you really had on your priority list for this day was Fantasmic, because you said that your parents had not seen it since they added the new scenes. And also you had a friend who works over in the Fantasmic area. And so you wanted to say hi to them. So did you make it to Fantasmic? I know I'm jumping ahead to the end of the day and we'll go back through what you did during the day, but I'm just curious.
No, because we were getting ready to line up for Fantasmic and mm-hmm. we checked the radar and this massive storm was going to hit right when Fantasmic was happening. And we were like, with our luck, we're going to sit down. Mm-hmm. We're going to get drenched and then they're going to cancel it. So we said, we'll do Fantasmic another day. We did look for our friend, though. She was working backstage that day. Because she works in food and beverage. So sometimes she's out selling the food, sometimes she's delivering it to the different carts. So we wouldn't have been able to find her that day anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's the beauty of having a longer trip like you did, was that you can say, all right, we'll just save it for a different day. So start at the beginning of your Hollywood Studios time. What was first?
We did all of the shows with the exception of Fantasmic this day. We didn't do a single ride. We did every single show. We did the Mickey and Minnie Vacation Fun short. And then we did Indiana Jones, which we haven't done in a while, because I feel like it's kind of hard to line up all the show times. But somehow I did it without even trying, and we managed every single show. Then we did Muppet Vision, and then we had pizza from Pizza Rizzo, of course. Then we headed over to Beauty and the Beast Live on Stage, and then we did Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy, which my parents had never done. So that was a fun, cute little show. Then we headed to the Frozen sing-along.
And then that's sing along?
Yes, of course. We have to. And after that was when we were going to start heading to Fantasmic and saw the storm was coming. And it would have been a short Florida storm too, but... And I actually found out through like the passholder Facebook groups that Fantasmic that night kept getting delayed because they were waiting for the rain to pass. So we would have been there drenched, just constantly getting delayed. So we ended up taking the boat to Yacht and Beach and doing those Easter egg displays.
Okay.
And we got, it was this crazy, wait, let me see what it was. Let me find a picture of it. It was this mint chocolate chip milkshake for St. Patrick's Day. In a souvenir cup, but it had like a massive cupcake on top too. It was the craziest thing, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wait, when is St. Patrick's Day? It hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, it's okay. It's in a couple days. It's on Sunday.
Okay. All right. So you're going to wear your PhotoPass green shirt that day. And all right.
Oh, goodness.
I did want to ask you about the Easter displays, because I've never gone to see any of the Easter displays at Disney. I think I've only been there like over an Easter time period once. Is it like when you are there for Christmas and you walk into the Grand Floridian and it smells like gingerbread? When you walk into these resorts, does it smell like chocolate? Because I think that's what all these big Easter eggs are made out of, right?
Yes, it smells like chocolate the second you walk in.
Okay.
And they're all different. So at the Grand Floridian, I'll include some pictures of the eggs so that people can see them. But there was one that was the electrical parade and it lit up. There were some that spun and so you could see all the characters. At Yacht Club, I believe it, Yacht or Beach, I don't remember. Yacht Club, I believe, was all Moana themed eggs. And then Beach Club was all topiary themed eggs. But I might have that switch. It might be beach yacht, but same difference. And they're all handmade by cast members, and they all had a placard on them to say, like, who designed this egg and why they picked this theme. So you got to learn a little bit about the cast members who were doing the eggs, too.
Do they also have, much like at Christmas time where you can buy gingerbread or buy a shingle or whatever, do they have chocolate egg type things that you can purchase at each of these resorts? Okay.
So I bought a couple different things. I bought a carrot cake coffee cake loaf, which was really good. They had, you could paint your own chocolate Mickey shaped egg or something like that. They had a bunch of little things. I also bought a chocolate flower pot that was filled with jelly beans and had bunny shaped chocolate lollipops inside as like flowers.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so they have stuff. It's definitely not as much as they do for Christmas time with the gingerbread, but they definitely have different things.
I'm gonna go on record saying that I think Easter candy is the best candy.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just, it's the best. Maybe it's the pastel colors, I don't know. I love it. Okay, so what was after looking at the Easter decorations?
We went to Beaches and Cream and got the milkshake from the takeout window. And at that point, it started storming.
Oh my goodness.
So we headed back to we Ubered back to the Riviera. Mm-hmm. And we ended up once again watching Luminous from our balcony because it had been delayed because of the weather. So by the time we got back and the rain had stopped, they were just starting Luminous.
Okay. All right. So this is a theme with your trip, I see.
Yes.
Delayed nighttime spectaculars. Okay. Wednesday, March the 6th. This was supposed to be a day when you were only going to go to the Magic Kingdom for the deluxe after hours, and otherwise you were going to be spending the day at the resort. And I can see by your face you had a change of plans. So what happened?
So we went to Breakfast at Topolino's, which we had never done before. I mm-hmm. absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. I know some people don't like it because they feel like it's pricey for mm-hmm. not a lot of food. I had enough food that I ate it for breakfast, took it back to the room, and ate it again for lunch. So,
okay, what did you order?
I actually got the kids' waffle dippers because I thought they were super cute. That came mm-hmm. on an artist palette with three different dipping sauces as paint. Mm-hmm. And then the Mickey waffles and mini waffles were on sticks, like lollipops. And it came with a side of eggs and potatoes.
Okay, and as an adult ordering this kids' menu at a place like this, they must have charged you an adult price, and I imagine that they did bump up the size of what you yes. were given. Okay. So just making sure everybody understands, even though she ordered a kid's meal, it was not a kid's meal portion. It's
correct.
An adult meal portion. Okay. How did mom and dad feel about it?
They liked it. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember what they got. Someone mm-hmm. got steak and eggs. Mm-hmm. They actually might have both gotten steak and eggs mm-hmm. now that I'm thinking about it. But they both really enjoyed it and said that they would do that breakfast again.
Yeah, I liked it. I think the food was delicious and I would definitely do it again. My husband felt the way you said, where he just didn't feel like he got enough food for the cost. But he's also not somebody who's going to really look at a meal like that and take into account that really what you're paying extra for are the characters. So I think that's why he felt that way. He was very impressed with Topolino's for dinner, though. He loved that. All right. So what happened after breakfast if it was not a pool day as originally planned?
So my parents were going to head to the pool. I was mm-hmm. debating if I wanted to spend the whole day in the pool because the weather wasn't as warm as I would have liked it for the pool. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I'll explore the resort a little bit and then head to the pool once it warms up a little. Mm-hmm. But then I got a message saying that I should go see Peter Pan in the Magic Kingdom that day with no notice. So I hopped on a bus and went to visit my bestie Peter Pan in the Magic Kingdom mm-hmm. and had a great time mm-hmm. while my parents went to the pool.
Okay. All right. So when you go to visit your bestie Peter Pan in the park, how much time do you get to spend with your bestie?
There weren't a lot of people in line, so uh-huh. I got to spend like a good 5-10 minutes with him. Mm-hmm. And then I hung around and took some pictures of him afterwards mm-hmm. once all the other families had left.
Oh, okay. All right. And how long have you known Peter Pan?
I've known Peter Pan since I was in middle school.
Okay. So you grew up. He did not.
All right. Correct.
Well, that's cool to have that opportunity to see somebody like that, and also to maybe yes. give them some amazing pictures of themselves doing their role.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So after that, what did you do next?
I decided that I wanted to do Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse by myself. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but I did that. And then after that, I headed back to the hotel and met up with my parents to figure out what we were going to do for the rest of the day.
Okay. And what decision did you come to?
We took a little break in the room and packed up because that was going to be our last night staying at the Riviera. Mm-hmm. So we packed everything up and headed to the Magic Kingdom just in time for the 6 o'clock Tron virtual queue drop for the deluxe hours. So I got us all in for that. And then we just started doing as many rides as possible.
Okay. And none of you had ridden Tron before. And when we spoke before, you were not so sure whether you were going to do it or not. So did you end up doing it?
I did not.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was holding out hope since you said you got yourself a virtual queue. Okay. But mom and dad wrote it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because you said your mom is willing to try anything once.
Yes. And after she got off Tron, she said, I no longer have the mentality that I have to try something once. Forget it. You will hate this. Do not ride it.
Really? Okay.
Yes. She said she would rather ride Guardians for the rest of her life than ever ride Tron again.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. She was at a loss for words. She was saying this ride shouldn't be legal. Like, it was, she was so flustered when she got off it. I can't even ask her about it because she's like, no, I can't even think about this ride. Like, I can't think about it ever again.
Okay. I am so baffled by this because it is the world's shortest ride. And maybe just after Barnstormer in terms of length. And it's so smooth. And there's, I mean, besides the takeoff and when you go outside where it's kind of like a little bit at an angle, there's no really, you know, big drops or anything like that. So that's shocking. Okay. Yeah. How does your dad feel about it?
Oh, my dad loved it. He took my magic band and went and rode again since I wasn't going to ride.
Okay. All right. Well, at least he got to experience it twice. Do you recall how long it took them to get through the queue? Because the virtual queue is not like the Lightning Lane. You do have to wait a little bit longer.
Correct. It was half an hour and then a half an hour again when my dad went by himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, don't traumatize your mom and ask her about it anymore. All right. And what other rides did you get done that night?
We did a lot. So before the deluxe hours even started, our mm-hmm. Tron group was called.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't know was possible, but I guess they made it through all the other groups so fast that they started mm-hmm. calling deluxe groups before fireworks even happened.
Mm-hmm.
And before the fireworks, we did Mad Tea Party, Dumbo, Barnstormer, and Indy Speedway. Mm-hmm. Then we camped out, watched Happily Ever After. We had a spot just off the partner statue. So we mm-hmm. were nice and close. And then we headed to Magic Carpets of Aladdin, Tiki Room. They were testing Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So I stood there and watched a bunch of logs go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did Big Thunder Mountain. And then Deluxe Hours officially started.
Okay. All right. So what did you do during the deluxe after hours? And did you feel that at the beginning of it, how long did it take for the crowds to kind of disperse? Because a lot of people will jump into lines right before the regular hours end, which can mean that at the beginning of the deluxe hours, sometimes there's a little bit of a wait for things.
Right. So the lines honestly dropped drastically like 20 minutes into deluxe hours, which okay. I didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 minutes into deluxe hours, I took a look at the wait times, and the two longest waits in the whole park were obviously Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Peter Pan's Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only 25 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I can tell you, I waited 3 minutes for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I did not even wait 5 minutes.
What? Okay. Wow. Lucky duck. All right.
Yes.
How long did you end up staying on this evening? And what time did the after hours go to? Because the normal park hours ended at 11 p.m. Is that correct?
The park closed at 10. And then the deluxe hours were okay. from 10 to midnight that day.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. There's some other nights, I think, during your week where it went till 11. Okay.
Yeah, there were some. But that day it was till 10. And then we were there till midnight. So we okay. ended up doing, we walked on Mine Train. We did Haunted Mansion and saw the Hatbox Ghost for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the Little Mermaid ride, Journey of the Little Mermaid, I think it's called. I never remember because I feel like depending if it's in Florida or California, it has a different name for some reason. But
I think you're right. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then we did clamshell. Yeah. Rode around.
Exactly. And then we did Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin and we really took our time leaving the park, taking pictures, shopping, stopping at every photo pass photographer on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had a nice little night.
Nice. That does sound like a wonderful evening. All right. So the next day you were checking into what you thought was perhaps mom's favorite resort, but how does she feel about Old Key West now that she's experienced Riviera?
She still loves Old Key West, especially because you're DVC, so you understand the point system. Old Key West is very few points a night, especially in comparison to Riviera. So she loved the Riviera, but the amount of points it would cost to go there again probably wouldn't do for very long, maybe a couple nights. But Old Key West, she could live there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that that Riviera does take a lot of points. In fact, that's part of why I've sort of been deterred from staying there quite yet. I'm going to eventually, but every time I total up how many points it's going to take for as many nights as I want to do, I'm just like, oh, I don't think I want to spend that many points. And I prefer when I can to do a week at the same resort without splitting it up. But it may come to the point where I'm like, okay, I have to do a split stay in order to make this Riviera happen for myself because it is so many more points.
That's why we did a split stay. My mom and my dad, none of us like split stays, but we were like, Riviera, so many points. The only way we'll ever do it is if we do a split stay. Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. No, I will do that eventually. What I would like to do, though, is I would like to do the opposite of what you've done and do a split stay where I end with Riviera, because I'm afraid that if I do the opposite, I'm going to spoil myself and then I'm going to be really, like, you know, down for the rest of the trip because I'm like, oh, we're still at Riviera. But if I do the opposite, then it's like you're ending on the high note, I guess.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
I'll have to consider that for next time. Riviera was only available for the first half, so we didn't really have a choice in how we did it. But yeah, that's definitely something to note for the future.
No, I remember the very first time I ever did a split stay, I was doing like a deluxe for the first half of the week. And then I did like the rest of the week at a value resort. And then I was like, why did I do this? I was like, lesson learned, only ever go up.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, how was Old Key West? Did you make it over to Olivia's? Because I know we briefly talked about that. I've not eaten at Olivia's before, but it has kind of a cult following. So
we did takeout from Olivia's one day. We didn't sit down and eat. We just got takeout, and because you can mobile order takeout from there on the app. I had no idea. So because I think the last time we stayed there, mobile ordering was still a new thing and not everywhere had implemented it yet. So
yeah,
we did that one day and ate in the pool. That's an air quote because, again, balloons are popping up.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently when you do fake air quotes on this online studio, it thinks you want to celebrate something. And so we just, unless those are real balloons on your side. I mean, they did look very realistic. you can do the same thing over at Wilderness Lodge. You can mobile order from Geyser Point.
Okay.
I loved.
Good to know.
For this day, so this is Thursday, March the 7th, you also had noted that you were going to be going to Epcot. So which parts of Epcot did you get to on this particular day?
We did most of, I'm going to call it World Celebration. Okay. We're going to use that to encompass the whole front of the park for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We started, because again, we came in from the Skyliner, so we started with meeting Figment because that was one of my priorities.
Yes, because Figment is a favorite of yours.
Yes, and then we headed over and met Joy because there was no one in line for her because everyone was in line for Figment. Mm-hmm. And then another priority of mine was Mickey and Minnie were still in their platinum outfits for the 100th. And I wasn't sure how long that would last. So we headed over there to meet them too. Mm-hmm. And then we did some Flower and Garden merch shopping.
Okay. What did you buy, if anything?
Mostly Orange Bird stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was suspecting because I remember you seemed to like Orange
Bird. My mom loves Orange Bird, so if she's listening, I didn't buy anything. Nothing at all.
Okay. Got it. It'll just be between us.
And yes, just us and anyone else who's listening. No, she knows that I bought some stuff because she picked something up and I was like, no, I'll come shop with you. And she picked something up and I was like, oh, do you really want that? And she was like, should I buy it? And I was like, I don't think you should. So she knows that I bought some stuff. But I figured by the time like her birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas and all rolls around, she won't remember exactly what it is anyway.
Yeah. I'm the same way. just give me a couple days and I'll have totally forgotten what I bought.
Exactly.
All right. What was next?
So this was the day that it was not crowded in the park, but I guess I picked the wrong time to be hungry for lunch because if I wanted to mobile order connections, it was an hour and a half away. Wow. I was like, okay, well, let me go inside and order. Mm. No, that was just as long. So I ended up getting mac and cheese from Seasons. That was it because I did not want to wait at connections because it was insane for some reason.
What time of day was that? Was it at a smack dab in the middle of lunchtime?
It was like 1:30.
Okay.
So like kind of, but yeah. I also thought most people would have already eaten by that point.
Yeah. I guess it just depends.
Yeah.
So Seasons, what did you get from there? Because I can't remember the last time I ate at Seasons.
I honestly just got mac and cheese. I'm very picky. I have the palate of a 5-year-old. Chicken tenders and mac and cheese.
That's okay. Whatever floats your boat. I can't even remember like the last time I ate there, especially since Connections opened because Connections has so many good options. So, and I remember when we were there in February that we were trying to time things around Guardians of the Galaxy, Lightning Lane and stuff like that. And I remember at one point it was getting towards lunch and I was like, we have to do our mobile order now. Otherwise it's going to be a problem. And so this just validates that for me. So thank you.
Yeah.
I was right. You were. So if my sister is listening, there was a reason we needed to get stressed out about putting a mobile order in. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What was after lunch?
We hit Living with the Land. Mm-hmm. Journey into Imagination, and then we got in line for the Disney Visa character spot, mm-hmm. which was Mickey and Goofy that day, so that was fun.
Okay.
Then we checked out the Butterfly Garden for Flower and Garden. I spent a really long time in there, but I did watch somebody like pick the flowers just for fun, and I was like,
a grown adult?
Why are we doing this? Like, yes, grown adults. We're picking the flowers. I was like, all right.
Did you take any good photos in the Butterfly Garden?
Yes, definitely. We'll try to include some of those. I no joke, have 16,000 pictures from this trip.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I just like downloaded everything today and I was like, oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you always been this into photography?
Yes, but no. So okay. I always liked taking pictures on my phone. Like I would probably clear as much storage as humanly possible for a trip, but I didn't actually pick up, I'm gonna put quotes but out of the frame so balloons don't show up, I didn't pick up a real camera until this past July, so not even a year. But I really enjoy it, and everyone says like it's hard to learn. I don't think it was that hard. I picked it up pretty quick. But that's just me. Everyone has their own thing. But so I was very much enjoying carrying around my massive camera to the parks.
So have you just like learned as you went what you like, you know, in terms of the look of a picture, or have you done some reading up on settings and things like that?
A little bit of both. I checked out some YouTube videos to see, like, okay, like, what, because especially the camera I have, it's a Sony, and they have like a 50 page menu. So you have to know what you want, but the perk is you can customize it. So yeah. I have my own menu page of what I actually use, and I just use that. So okay. I had to like research and figure out what I wanted to access easily. But other than that, I feel like I just kind of, I'm like, oh, I like that. Oh, I don't like that. Maybe this would be better. And then I just try a bunch of different things.
I was going to get into photography right after I had Alex. You know, you have a kid and you're like, oh, I should like get a real camera. And I got a real camera. And then I was just too busy to figure it all out. And I can't remember the last time I pulled that thing out. It's in the closet. And he is 13 now. So what a waste. Yeah. I hope my husband's not listening to this and remembering how much I paid for the camera. All right. What was next?
Then I ended up getting connections because my mobile order was finally ready. And then we headed out, looked at all the almost all the topiaries in the World Celebration area. We did Mission Space. That, we were the only people on it. Like, no one else was in our it was just us.
Well, I am not surprised at that because I frequently hear people say that they don't like that ride or that they're afraid to do it because of motion sickness or whatever. I totally get it. So this was the green side, correct? Not the orange, more intense side? Yes. Okay.
All right. The orange side was full.
What?
We were the only ones in the green.
Okay. All right.
I honestly was like, did they put us in the wrong one? Because there's no way that there's 50 people doing orange and we're the only people doing green. Like, this has to be wrong, but it was not.
Okay. Maybe they were all newbies who were,
maybe.
Didn't know any
better. They didn't know any better.
They all turned green after they rode the orange.
Oh my goodness. Wait, I forgot. On our ride with Figment, it was so weird. I don't know what happened, but in the sight lab, there was no sound. We had audio the entire ride, and we get to the sight lab, and there's no sound. And that's the part where it says, like, follow the bouncing Figment, sing along. So because we've been on it before, I started singing, like, along, like, full volume karaoke, and with nothing. And then my mom started singing, and everyone started singing. I was like, wait, this is fun. But I don't know what happened. And then the audio came back at the very end, right when you're leaving, you see, like, the half a butterfly. And as we pulled around to go to Figment's house for his open house, we just stopped for, like, 3 minutes. And he just was moving without talking again. I was like, oh my gosh. We did not get evacuated, though. I was crossing my fingers that we would. But it was just like a strange, like, I don't know why we didn't have audio for some of the ride, but we didn't.
Did you end up riding it again at any point during the trip so that you could have an authentic Figment experience?
Nah, I thought it was fun. No. I thought it was funny that we all just sang along instead. I was like, you know what? I'm content with this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Where to next?
We went to see the Walt the Dreamer statue for the first time, which was super fun. And then we headed to Journey of Water, which my parents had never done, and I had never done in the daytime. Okay. Because when, I don't remember if I said this on the pre-trip, but I did it on my last trip in September. I was there for D23 and we got to preview it before it was open to the public. And it was after the park had closed. So I had not seen it during the day.
Okay.
Then my mom and I headed over to Nemo while my dad's virtual queue for Guardians got called, which took an hour. He was going to ride more than once because he was the only one riding and I booked it for all three of us, but it took him an hour to get through the first time. So he only got to ride once, unfortunately. But during that time, my mom and I explored all the aquariums and really took a look at everything in the seas because I feel like a lot of people don't do that. The seas doesn't get enough appreciation. My favorite part of the seas is that the sea urchins wear Mickey ears willingly. They put them on themselves.
They put them on themselves?
Yes. So I forget how it started, but my mom and I were talking about it, and we were like, does someone like put the Mickey ears on them? Like, I'm so confused. And a cast member told us that they actually put the Mickey ears in the tank, mm-hmm. but the sea urchins usually wear something on their quote unquote heads to protect themselves, so they pick up whatever's nearby. So in the parks it just happens to be Mickey ears.
That is hilarious.
Oh, because one of them actually had it on upside down, so the ears were on it and the hat part was up like a bowl on its head. I was like, oh my gosh, they really do put these on themselves.
Oh, that's so cool. I have to take a look at that next time I go. All right. What next?
We went to camp out a spot for Luminous in person mm-hmm. this time instead of from our balcony. Mm-hmm. And we knew it would be a good view anywhere, but the lines for all the flower and garden food was really crazy that day. We just wanted food. So we ended up getting food from the cantina at Mexico, like on the water. Mm-hmm. And we camped out a nice little table on the water for Luminous.
Okay. I love that little cantina, and that would yes. be an excellent place to sit. All right. So Luminous, this was your first time watching Luminous?
Yes.
Okay. How did you feel about it?
I liked it. I had heard a little bit about it beforehand, but I knew that I was seeing it fairly soon, so I tried not to watch too many spoilers. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was a better mix of Illuminations and Harmonious than how Harmonious was all Disney songs and IP. I feel like it was a better mix of the two.
Okay. Yeah. I am still avoiding spoilers because I haven't had the opportunity to see it and I want it to be in person. So eventually. All right. So let's get into Friday, March the 8th. When you were going to be doing Hollywood Studios, and then potentially you thought you might hop to Magic Kingdom. So what did you get into at Hollywood Studios this day if you focused on shows the first day that you were there?
So we ended up buying Genie Plus this day because we had done all the shows that we figured there's not that many rides. We mm-hmm. know the waits are going to be crazy. So we booked everything. Mm-hmm. Except for Rise, because that's the one you have to pay separate for, and I don't care enough to pay separately for something. Mm-hmm. So we ended up booking everything. Mm-hmm. The only thing we didn't end up riding was Smuggler's Run, because mm-hmm. at that point in the night, we were like, no, we're going to go watch Fantasmic. I don't really want to go run to Star Wars Land, so oh yeah. well.
Yeah.
But we met Olaf. We ate at Baseline Tap House. We met the Pixar characters. Frozone, Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Edna Mode, and Sully were all hanging out. Mm-hmm. They had next to no line. And then with Genie, we didn't wait for any ride more than like 5 minutes, which was amazing.
Yeah. That's great. That's fantastic.
And I had it lined up that by some miracle, mm-hmm. Slinky Dog Dash, Alien Swirling Saucers, and Toy Story Mania were all back to back to back mm-hmm. with our Woody's Roundup Barbecue reservation.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And the medal for best Genie Plus planning goes to Amanda.
Yes. Yes, it was perfect.
Well done. Well done. How was Woody's Roundup Rodeo Barbecue? Because this was
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yes. I had heard mixed things about it, mm-hmm. saying that there's better barbecue on property. I don't like barbecue food, so I was like, I don't even have an opinion in this battle. Mm-hmm. But my parents really enjoyed it. They said it was on par for other Disney barbecue. And we didn't know that you could get salmon in addition to mm-hmm. all the barbecue meats. So we got that.
I hear amazing really things about the salmon.
I'm going to be honest. I've never had salmon before, but I tried it there and it was really good.
How have you gone your whole life without eating salmon?
chicken nuggets, mac and cheese.
She's like, I got two things for you. Chicken fingers, mac and cheese.
Yep.
Okay. All right. You had mentioned that your dad is a big Toy Story fan, especially. Yes. So how was that for him being in a restaurant like that where you got to pretend that Andy's coming and all of that? Was it a dream come true?
Yes, he loved it. We have pictures of him. I'll see if he'll let me include them. Of him with his Zurg Loungefly near the Zurg cutout inside the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he had his Buzz Lightyear sneakers on. Like, he was dressed for the occasion and ready.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. I think it's so funny that his favorite character is Zurg.
I know.
I love it. All right. Did you get over to Magic Kingdom this day, or did you do Fantasmic, or both?
We did Fantasmic, and we did the projection shows on the Chinese theater. So mm-hmm. by the time we got out of Fantasmic, it was like 10:15. We're like, we're not going to Magic Kingdom because yeah. they close at 11. Like, that's not. Okay. It was more like, oh, we'll go to Magic Kingdom if we already saw Fantasmic and have the time to leave the park early. So
right,
didn't work out, but not mm-hmm. mad about it.
Yeah. Did you make it over to see your friend on this day?
No, she was backstage again. We couldn't see her.
Oh no. Okay.
We were all very sad about it because she actually grew up right behind me. Uh-huh. She's only a year younger than me, so we're super close. And our we used to go to Disney together. Our families would go and take us all together. Uh-huh. So she was really sad that she didn't get to see us, and same for us. Mm-hmm. So maybe next time.
Yeah. Too bad. All right. So Saturday, March the 9th was an Animal Kingdom day, and you mentioned that your priorities were Expedition Everest, the animal trails, and that you probably would eat at Yak and Yeti since you have a Landry's card. And just following up for listeners, because I know you were all super curious and just hoping to hear this, I signed up for a Landry's card. So
yeah,
literally just today. So I was editing
your notes, and you said, "Ooh, I didn't do that yet."
I was editing your pre-trip earlier today, and we got to that part, and I was like, "There's no time like the present. Just do it right now." And so I did. So apparently, yes. I should have it in the mail in about 10 days.
I love that.
I was surprised at how many restaurants are on the Landry's list.
There's so many.
I think that's what had kind of stopped me before, was thinking like, oh, it's only like Yak and Yeti and Rainforest Cafe and things like that. And I was looking at the list, and there were a ton of restaurants that are available to me here in the city.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's going to be worth it. Okay. I'm going to do it.
Yes. So this day we changed plans just a little bit.
Okay.
We started to get worried for the future day that we were going to go to the Character Warehouse and my dad had fishing. We were worried about the timing of leaving Character Warehouse in time for him to be on time for fishing. Mm-hmm. So we decided on a whim to go to the Vineland Outlets on this day instead. Uh-huh.
Okay. On the way to Animal Kingdom?
Yes.
Okay. So you Ubered or Lyfted over there?
Yeah. So we Ubered to the Character Warehouse. There was not a lot of people there. I was pleasantly surprised. We got mm-hmm. there about 15 minutes after they opened for the day. Mm-hmm. We only waited in line maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that was amazing. We bought a lot of stuff.
Okay. And this was a first time?
Yes. First time.
First time. Okay. And so it sounds like you were successful enough that you will be back.
Yes, definitely. And they ship everything home. I had no idea.
So you made a purchase and then immediately did a shipment?
Yes. So you know how at Disney you can ship things home?
Yes.
They use the exact same form and the exact same company.
So what were your top things that you scored at the Character Warehouse?
I got a lot of ears. And they're not ears that I would regularly choose. Mm-hmm. But I was like, for $8, I really love these ears. But I don't love them for $30, you know?
Right, yeah.
It was
yeah.
a lot of stuff like that where I was like, oh, this is super cute. And I liked this shirt, but I didn't want to spend $90 on it. But it's only $20. I'll take it for $20. It was mm-hmm. so... So those baskets got filled really quick. I also bought like 10 press penny books because I have so many pennies that don't have books. So I bought a bunch of those for a couple bucks.
there were Christmas things there when I was there in February. Were there any like Festival of the Arts things that had made their way over into the outlets at this point?
No, so there was actually still Christmas stuff.
Oh, but okay.
The Festival of the Arts merch was still in Epcot, whatever they had left. Oh. So I actually bought some Figment artwork and some Festival of the Arts merch at the Figment attraction in the store. They had a bunch.
Okay. Oh,
that's which I did not expect.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's been done for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what time did you wrap up at Character Warehouse?
Like 11 o'clock. We were only there about an hour from start to finish, which wasn't too bad at all.
All right. And shipping your stuff is nice because then you can head into the park and not have to worry about getting a locker and all that. Okay.
Exactly. So we headed over to Animal Kingdom, and the first thing on the agenda was to meet the Chipmunkasauruses.
Okay.
My friend had made me a shirt with Chip and Dale in their dino outfits, so I was wearing it, and I knew we had to go meet them that day.
I bet that's a really cute picture.
Yes, definitely. And then we spent a lot of the day in the back of Animal Kingdom. We figured if we're back here to meet Chip and Dale, we might as well do as much as we can back here, and then we don't have to come all the way back here on our second Animal Kingdom day. So we did dinosaur. We ended up playing the carnival games, which we haven't done in so long, but I loved the dinos. They were so cute. And my mom was like, wait, I think we need those. So we played, all three of us played two different games. My dad won the first one, and he won me a little Triceratops. And then I won the second game, and I won this beautiful dino that's at the entrance of Dino Land. We just made it so we only played against ourselves, so one of us would win and pick the dino I wanted.
That is,
because you needed three to play.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
Because at one point we were playing the one where you like shoot the water at the target, and I really that's thought my nephew was gonna win. I didn't realize there was somebody playing on the other side.
Oh, no. So,
I know. And he was so disappointed because he's seven. So he was just like, he really thought he was like winning. And then the person was like, and the winner is like number two. And it was like, oh, that's over there. You can't see those people.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Those are really cute, though. Okay. What was after Carnival Games?
We did Triceratops spin, but we got in line, and as we were boarding, they were like, can you guys actually get off? The ride's having technical difficulties. And we were like, oh, that's interesting. And they were like, oh, it'll just be a couple minutes. And then like 10 minutes passed, and I was like, why are we waiting 10 minutes for this ride? Like, let's go do something else and come back if it's back open. And if it's not, then oh well, we don't ride it. So we did Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond.
I love
my mom's favorite show. She loves it.
I love it. It's so good.
And then by the time we got out of there, Triceratops Spin was back up. So we ended up doing that and walking right on. Then at that point, we went over to Kilimanjaro Safari. Walked right on, last safari of the night. But there were no giraffes. I was very upset. I was like, how are there zero giraffes here right
and
now?
Don't they sleep standing so they must have gone off to do something with them.
Right. So I don't know if they were getting like a checkup or something, but there were no giraffes.
Because I remember, I have learned that they sleep standing up and that they sleep with their eyes open. So you would have seen some standing there really still looking like they were awake, but not had they been there. So,
right. Yeah. So we decided in that moment that we had to do it again on our next day because we didn't see any. But the one perk, though, even though we didn't see any giraffes, we saw the lions walking around.
Okay.
So I was like, I've never seen them move
tonight.
Correct.
In the
lion is jungle. Awake tonight.
The mighty, mighty jungle. Okay. All right. So you were there specifically that late in the evening because you wanted to see Animal Kingdom at night. Did you make your way over to Pandora at all? Which is, I think, one of the benefits of being there at night.
Yeah, we did not, actually. Okay. I had the strange amount of courage to do It's Tough to Be a Bug and say goodbye to that show forever. I did it once when I was a toddler, the second the lights turned off, I was dragged out of that show kicking and screaming and have never done it since. Mm-hmm. And I figured, you know, I'm almost 26. How bad can it be?
Uh-huh.
It was terrible. I'm so glad they're getting rid of it. Goodbye. Good riddance. Like, literally, what was that? I was like, why do people watch this? Like, and I love the movie, A Bug's mm-hmm. Life. I think the characters are awesome.
Oh, the movie is really good. Yeah.
That show? Who thought that was a good idea? Like, that is like alien encounter nonsense. Like,
no,
why?
It's not good. I do it every couple of years just because I'm like, well, it's been a couple of years. I guess I'll do it. I'll tell you what I will miss, though, is I will miss the fake show posters that are yes. in the lead up to the ride, because I love a pun. and I just think those posters are some of the greatest thing I've ever seen. So I hope that if they're going to transform that, like we expect them to do in the near future,
yes.
I hope that they preserve those posters in some way and put them somewhere else or something.
Yeah.
All right. Sunday, March the 10th. This was the day you were originally going to go to Character Warehouse. So now you have the morning free. And this was a day when each of you had your own activities. So mom doing pool time, dad heading over to the yacht club for some bass fishing in the World Showcase Lagoon, yes. and you heading over to Coronado to pick up your D23 lanyard and a surprise gift. So let's start with you. What was the surprise gift?
So the surprise gift was a Sorcerer Mickey statue and a pin
mm-hmm.
for each of us. So I had to figure out how to bring home three like tall statues.
How tall were these?
Like maybe 6 or 8 inches.
Okay.
And they were in like a nice foam box. Like they were packaged knowing that we all had to take them home somehow, which mm-hmm. was nice. And then from there, I ended up Ubering to the yacht club to mm-hmm. take pictures of my dad fishing.
Okay.
So I stalked his little boat. I saw him in the distance because my camera zooms really far. It was at the boat dock for Yacht and Beach. And I was like, mm-hmm. is that him over at Atlantic Dance Hall? And it mm-hmm. was. So I took the boat over to Boardwalk mm-hmm. and then he saw me. So then the boat captain, so sweet, because you get snacks and drinks on the boat. So my dad ended up being the only one on the boat. Uh-huh. Just him and the captain. There was no one else fishing. So oh. the captain actually like drove up as close as he could and like threw me a water bottle and all. So that was like very sweet and unexpected.
Uh-huh.
He enjoyed fishing so much. He wants mm-hmm. to do it again. He wants to do the 4-hour excursion because 2 hours of bass fishing was not enough, apparently.
Wow.
He needs okay. 4 hours. But if that's something he wants to do again, he can totally do it. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. And we had talked before about like the price being what it was because it's essentially, we called it the single rider of bass yes. fishing because you could be put with other people. But because he was not, I'm imagining they didn't change the price on him. It was still probably the same. But
correct.
If I guess I'm just thinking like the social part of it, like 2 hours on a boat with one person that you've just met, like what is that like? Do you talk the entire 2 hours? Do you sit in silence at different points, just concentrating on your bass fishing? I don't know how much concentration it takes to bass fish, but I'm just like, how was that? Because I can imagine, especially if somebody like, you know, I don't know what your dad is like, but if you're an introvert or something like that, that could be a little awkward.
So from what I could tell, they were chatting it up a little bit and the captain was taking pictures of my dad with like every bass he caught and he even got some good pictures of him holding a fish like in front of Tower of Terror because they actually went into that water mm-hmm. way too. So they seemed like they were having a great time.
Okay. and you can do that over in Bay Lake as well, right?
Yes.
And there's that's the one
lot
he had
of
done
places
before,
you can do it.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So between the two bodies of water, what was his preference?
He liked the Epcot Hollywood Studios mm-hmm. Crescent Lake one that he just did.
Mm-hmm.
because it had more things to see mm-hmm. in the back. Like, he was like, I got a cool picture of me holding a fish with Tower of Terror. I was like, mm-hmm. I love that you are so excited about your fishing pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that he wants to do the next one at, you can do the waterway that connects Riviera and Caribbean Beach. He said that one looks like a nice location. I was like, I don't know anything about bass fishing, so whatever you want, I'll book it.
Okay. I think that this is something that my husband and Alex would enjoy, so I might have to consider signing them up for something like that. And then I can go do something else, because
there you go.
Not really interested in bass fishing. No, but I am interested in walking around World Chicklace by myself and getting to stop at whatever I want to stop at without anyone else to answer to. So win-win for everybody. All right. And how was mom's pool time?
She enjoyed it very much. My dad ended up meeting her after he was done fishing, but I stopped because Daisy and Chip and Dale were just hanging out at Beach Club.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was no one there. So I had a full-on photo shoot with Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she tapped me on the shoulder and, like, mimed to take pictures. I have probably 300 pictures of Daisy just striking poses throughout Beach Club. It was so crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Then Dale, I have a little Poo Nuemo that I wear mm-hmm. on my lounge fly strap. And Chip took his nose. So then I told Chip I was going to take his nose.
Mm-hmm.
So we started playing tag because he bolted. So I was like chasing after him, like joking around. And then we called a truce and he gave Pooh his nose back. And then suddenly I was doing the tango with Dale. Like, I have no idea what was happening at uh-huh. any point, but it was so fun.
That's amazing.
And then from there, we went to Disney Springs to the D23 event at Splitsville.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy crowded trying to get in. I was like,
really?
There's no way we're all gonna fit in Splitsville. Like, there's no way.
So this was for the D23 anniversary, and
yes,
there was food and things like that. Did the ticket price include a lane to bowl in?
Yes. So your ticket included unlimited food and drinks, a lane to bowl in for the 3 hours, and then unlimited games for 3 hours.
Okay, so at least if it was crowded, once you made your way to your lane, you knew you had like a designated place to sit and hang out for 3 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And I will say D23, they know what they're doing. It looked crazy. As soon as I got inside, I was like, this is the most organized event I've ever seen in my lifetime. Like, they had multiple buffets of food so that you weren't all out the same one. They had one outside, one on the first floor, two on the second floor. They actually had the whole side. So Splitsville was closed down just for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And the walkway next to it that you get to Everglades Donuts was closed.
Okay.
So they had tables and a buffet set out there, and we got unlimited Everglades Donuts all night. Just walk in, get as many donuts as you want. I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Wow. Okay.
We did have to bowl with other people, but I kind of figured that, being that there was only three of us, I figured we would get paired with other people, which was totally fine.
Okay. Did you win? Did your family win against
us? Not even close. No. My dad was probably close, mm-hmm. but it was like, it was a lot of girls like my age and then mm-hmm. their dads. So like the dads were all good, and we were like bowling a gutter ball every 5 seconds.
Okay. This event sounds amazing. Had you been to Splitsville before this? Have you ever experienced it on a normal day?
Yes. We had done it once before, right after COVID, because we were looking for other things to do other than the parks.
Okay. Would you recommend it for people who go a lot or that have lots of days so they have time to do something like this?
I would. I have a lot of fun there. And their bowling balls have like Mickey and Minnie on them. They're all themed. And the food there is really good, too.
Yeah, like, that's I keep hearing that about the food.
Yeah, I've heard that they have, like, the best sushi in Florida or something. I don't eat sushi, so I don't know, but their nachos, their pizza, everything else that I've had there is really delicious.
Okay, all right. All right, Monday, March 11th. So that was another Animal Kingdom day. And I noted that you thought that you might hop to Epcot for the deluxe after hours for this night. Yes. Did you end up doing that?
We did. Okay. So at Animal Kingdom, this is when the spring break crowds showed up.
Mm, okay.
I was like, okay, let's see. Like, maybe we'll do Genie because we're doing two parks. So we bought Genie Plus this day. And thank goodness, because these spring break crowds showed up. Like, the line for Kilimanjaro Safari was all the way back to the entrance of Festival of the Lion King.
Mm, wow. So Genie Plus probably was well worth it because, honestly, there's not that many rides in Animal Kingdom. Right. So when you purchase that for an Animal Kingdom day, you really can get everything done. And so it must have felt really nice to skip past that line.
Yes, definitely. And we honestly didn't even get as much done as we had hoped because the Genies sold out like super quick.
Mm.
But we still got some stuff done. And this was the day that we did the Wildlife Express train. We did all of the animal trails. Mm-hmm. We ended up seeing Festival of the Lion King with my favorite leopard. Mm-hmm. Got to go backstage and get a nice cast pic, say hi to my bestie. And then we headed back to Old Key West to pack up because we knew we were checking out the next day.
Yeah.
And so we packed up, recharged, and went to Epcot, which was also insanely crowded.
Yeah.
Spaceship Earth was an hour wait.
During the after hours or before the after hours started?
Before after hours had started.
Okay. All right. How were the wait times? I know. That's crazy. I would never wait an hour for Spaceship Earth because if you just wait long enough, you can get on it, walk on. But how were the crowds like after the after hours started? What were the wait times like?
Just as terrible.
Really?
We rode the three Caballeros. Uh-huh. And then at that point, all of the lines were so long that we said, we have time to do one ride in the next hour and a half. What are we picking?
Wow. Okay. So what did you pick?
So we picked Soarin'.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we got in line, they were like, oh, it's going to be a longer wait time than anticipated. And I was like, I'm done. You two can ride Soarin'. Mm-hmm. And I went and met up with my friend who works in the Epcot parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
She had a Festival of the Arts Figment popcorn bucket for me. So I went and met up with her when she was done work and got that. And I ended up meeting, Purple Elephant Animation. They give out ducks, like really tiny ducks, to cast members to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was talking to my friend Jess, they walked up and she was like, oh, like these are my friends, like the duck, like they're the duck people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I follow you guys on Instagram. And even though I don't work there, they gave me some ducks and they glow in the dark. They're literally the size of like your fingernail. They're so cute and tiny. But I love them so much.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thing.
And obviously getting to see my friend Jess and
get
my hands on that popcorn bucket was fantastic as always.
You have so many Disney friends. I love it. All right. So what time did you head back to Old Key West to hit the sack?
Like 11:30. We stayed till deluxe hours were over. My parents... I was actually done before my parents had even gotten off Soarin'.
Okay. So you just waited for them to take the bus back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your last day, Tuesday, March the 12th, was a Magic Kingdom day, and you did have a later flight at about 8 p.m. or so. So you had the whole day ahead of you. So what do you do with your last day in the Disney bubble?
Unfortunately, with spring break crowds, not a lot. We actually planned on buying Genie this day, but by the time I went to buy it, it was gone for the day.
What time was that?
Like 7:15 in the morning.
Wow.
I couldn't even buy Genie Plus. I was like, all right, well, best of luck for the day.
Okay.
So this was the day that we got takeout from Olivia's for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up getting to the park. And we were like, okay, we'll ride the train around and go do something. Mm-hmm. The train was a 40-minute wait. I was like, I'm not waiting 40 minutes for a train.
Right.
This is crazy. We ended up just sitting down at the top of the train station and waiting for the noon Festival of Fantasy. So we watched it again from up there, different view, which was fun. And then we did the Liberty Bell Riverboat, which I don't even think I could tell you the last time we did that.
Mm-hmm.
but that was like a fun something to do. And then we did the Castle stage show and got some ice cream, and then we had to leave. That was the last day.
Oh, so what time was your, because you did Mears Connect, correct? What time was your pickup?
They were picking us up at 4 from Old Key West. So to be safe, we wanted to leave Magic Kingdom at 3 because they always get you there plenty early, which I am thankful for.
Yes. I mean, like, it's nice that they allow for so much time, but yeah. At the same time, it's not, because you're like, I don't really need to be there that early. Yeah. But all right. Okay. Well, this sounds like it was a really fun trip, and you got a lot done in spite of those crowds at the end when you look at your week as a whole. And yes. You did some different things than, you know, most people would normally get to experience, like Splitsville, the bass fishing for your dad, yeah. Which was amazing. And multiple first times experiencing things for people within the group. Yeah. So awesome. All right. Well, my burning question then, I guess, is when is your next trip?
So we don't have one booked, but I definitely want to book one like tomorrow. I probably for October is what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. October, because you specifically want to be there during Halloween time?
No, I melt in the Florida heat. I cannot go from like May to September. It's too hot. Mm-hmm. So I feel like October is nice, and October is when my dad goes on his yearly golf trip with his friends. So my mom and I were saying, well, maybe when he's on his little golf trip, we'll go to Disney for a few days and just have a little girls trip. So that's what we're thinking right now.
Okay. All right. I love a girls trip.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you would potentially be able to do food and wine, right? If that's going on during October. Okay. So another festival. How do you feel about food and wine?
I don't really, like, personally.
Because you eat chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese.
I don't eat anything at food and wine, and I don't drink alcohol. So, like,
right.
The wine, I'm like, I don't.
No, because I was thinking, like, with Flower and Garden, there's so many other things to do.
Right.
And then Festival of the Arts, there's a lot of other things to do. So food and wine, I feel like it leaves a little bit to be desired. All right. Well, Amanda, I've really, really had a great time talking to you. I hope that at some point we get to meet in real life, which potentially could happen because you don't live that far from New York City.
Right.
Or maybe we'll run into each other in the parks one day.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, I will encourage everyone to head over to Instagram and give Amanda a follow. You will appreciate all her wonderful photography, and we're all dying to see a photo of you looking like a photo pass person or a video or whatever you have of that. So please give her a follow, and also I'll have some photos on the podcast page as well. So thank you so much for being here, and I hope that we can talk again at some point in the future.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Amanda, for being such a fun guest. I hope that everyone who is listening will go ahead and give Amanda a follow over on Instagram so you can be part of her future adventures and see all her great photography. I'll also have some of those trip photos on the podcast Instagram page, which is linked in the show notes. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week for the next one. Until then, please keep daydreaming about where you long to be.